All right. Today, big day for us on Thursday. Today's about the ball. We dedicate so much of our time and energy on this day towards that. We got to continue to be in the positive for us to play at our best. Offensively, we did a good job in the game. They were definitely going after it, and we had really good decisions with the ball, so that was important. Oakland's also a team that attacks the ball. I believe in the game they had two forced fumbles and were able to get one of them back. So we know that's going to be the battle at hand. And for us defensively, we certainly need to create some to give the ball back to our offense. So lots to hit on today. Big third down day. We'll add some red zone in and good comp period against one another. So, but it is about the ball, so we'll have that competition up today. So with that, I'll open it up to get ready for the game.
Yeah, Coach, the special teams figure to be big in this game with their returns and Janikowski.
Yes.
Or did y'all see it that way?
We totally see that matchup. And Brad Seeley, their special teams coordinator, is a guy we have a lot of regard for. And I know through the years he and Keith have had many battles. And they're a team that can run and hit much like us. You see him jump off, you know, on some of the kickoff coverage. You see it on field goal block. I believe Autry had three maybe in 15 where he was able to get his hand up. And then Janikowski just you know, he gets the ball off so quickly and up the height that he gets, he just does a fantastic job with that. So, yeah, it's a heck of a fight and one of these matchups within the game that oftentimes you see. And these two teams on special teams, they'll be battling for it for sure.
Jones, dangerous returner.
Yes.
Kickoff returner.
Yes. And so that's kind of where, you know, when we talked about early in the year, when do you, when don't you, in terms of where to kick it and how to. So, and no, we're not going to give you our information today, Led. On that topic.
Okay. That's the issue, right? Short and long.
Yeah, that's correct. And but it's a good spot. Just, you know, all the way through, there's matchups to be had. Both teams can really run.
Any update today on the status of Julio and Muhammad?
Yes, yep. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, both the receivers were participate in, you know, more than a limited fashion, but participate today and hopeful that they'll get the full bulk of the work tomorrow. So we're working back in, especially on third down, to get them some of the stuff. They were able to look good today in the walkthrough as we go, and then they'll certainly get you know, half their normal reps today and then back into full four tomorrow.
And then Devontae, I guess he was limited.
He was, and yeah, he came back through fine, so he's back to full. And then Brooks Reed is the other one who will likely be out today. He's making a lot of progress, and then we'll see what he looks like tomorrow before making a decision if he'll be available or not.
Coach, you all brought in Blake Sims, a guy everybody knows around here.
Sure do, yeah.
What intrigued you all about him, former sprinter and long jumper in high school?
And he's, for a guy who's got that kind of, you know, straight speed, he really actually has very good change of direction. And so we worked him out at running back. And he caught the ball well. He's an athlete that's played a number of spots. Had real urgency about him and the way that he was working out. So on his first day yesterday, he was off to a good start. I asked him how it felt to be hit again. You know, he's had a couple years there where Coach Saban would protect him in practice, I'm sure. So it was good to have him out here. And he was off to a good start for his first day. I was pleased to see.
Did y'all look at any of his Canada stuff?
I know the scouts have, yes. And from our end, the exposures I had were from his college days and from his work out here.
And if Freeney played 25 snaps, is that kind of where you want him at?
I think it's going to depend on the game, but I think that would be, you know, the third down, the two-minute. When Brooks went down, he added a few more reps to it. So I'd say that'd be the higher end, I would think, right now, as we're still moving, kind of just getting rolling on that.
And the Hall of Fame list came out yesterday. Mm-hmm. One of your old guys on here, Jason Taylor.
Yeah, I was very proud to see that. And I think he's totally a guy that is worth consideration on that, and I think Bryant Young was as well. So, you know, seeing some of those names on there when you quickly scan it, there's so many good players. You have such regard for, you know, how much so many people have put into this game. So each year those first-time guys who get that, you know, list and their name added to it, you just got a lot of, you know, respect for those guys. You really do. And JT is somebody that I think the world of, and he really defines what a competitor is.